Lyndall Harris, welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
We're not too bad, thank you. And Lyndall, just to start us off, why do you want to run for Gilmore?
That's a great question. And the reason that I'm running as the candidate for Gilmore is basically with the high cost of living, with things not getting done, there's a lot of words and not much action, and I've just had a gutful.
So obviously you seem pretty passionate about it. Yeah. What qualities do you think you could bring as a candidate for the people of Gilmore?
Yeah, so when I say I'll do something, that's exactly what I mean. I won't make promises I can't keep. I will fight to get the unemployment rates, to get better medical facilities, better infrastructure in the area. Now, I will take that voice down to Canberra. I will fight for it. Now, if it's unable to, if it can't happen, then at least the people in the community will have communication. I will let them know exactly what is stopping me from doing it.
You're listening to an interview here on the Pulse 94.1 Election Selection. We're joined by the Palmer United Party's candidate for Gilmore, Lyndall Harris. Just before we finish up, policies we're looking at on the Palmer United website.
Yeah.
And you're talking about a common sense approach to arrivals in Australia.
Yeah.
Coming towards the last election, there's a lot of talk, especially in the Gilmore election with the older residents, about they're not they weren't happy with the way things were running with our immigrants and that were processed. How would the Palmer United Party address
that? So we have a simple approach to the boat people. Okay, at the moment you can't actually, if you're a refugee, I mean, you know the status of refugees, they're fleeing country due to political war or some sort of fear for their life or, you know. So it's absolutely vital that these guys get out of their country. So what the Palmer United Party policy is that they can fly into the airport, they can be processed, they can have a fair hearing within 24 to 48 hours. Now, if they're legitimate refugees, they'll be allowed entry into Australia. If not, they've already got their return flight home, because one of the criteria of flying into the airport is that you have to purchase a return airfare. And you also need to bring your documentation. So if you can state your case and we believe that you're a legitimate refugee, by all means, you're most welcome to be granted access into the country.
Do you think people in the general public might have a hard time trying to understand how Clive Palmer might relate to them? Obviously, he's very, very wealthy. Do you think people might find a bit of the distance there and not be able to relate to him?
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, some people that I have come across in the community have gone, oh, he's just got too much money. You know, it's crazy. I mean, we should be going up to these guys and tapping them on the shoulder and saying, teach us something. Teach us how to create our own wealth. Don't be jealous or intimidated by people that have wealth, because Clive is just like you and me. He just understands the fundamentals to creating wealth, and that's somebody that we should be looking up to. We should be adopting the same sort of practices that he teaches, you know. That's certainly going to help our economy if it's run by a billionaire. Like, Clive could lose it all tomorrow and he'd know how to build it back up. That's nuts. You know, that's who we should be learning from.
Do you think though, like, the people obviously working minimum wage and things like that, do you think they might have a hard time trying to accept somebody like him as our Prime Minister, if that obviously...
Yeah, but that would only be because they could possibly feel that they're not worth it. You know, they could possibly feel, well, I'm never going to be rich. You can be. Australia needs to wake up and take advantage of the opportunities that we have in front of us. We need to wrap our hands around it and go, you know what? We deserve this. We deserve to be the lucky country. Let's make it happen. Let's create more wealth for Australia. I mean, Japan's become the third richest country in the world by using Australia's natural minerals and resources. Shouldn't we be doing that for ourselves? You know, shouldn't we be utilising that?
We currently are second in the world on the Human Development Index, so we're not going too poorly.
Well, the GDP is only measured on certain aspects. It's not measured on the overall. I personally know what how the economies, I've spoken to people where the economies affected us at the moment. And I'm sure, you know, a couple of guys down the road that I spoke to the other day that were practically crying because there's no jobs, don't feel that the economy's going strong. I'm sure the guys up in the Hunter Valley that where there's very little jobs doesn't think the economy's going strong. I'm sure that if you go down to the Gilmore electorate, there's a lot of people down there that are crying for jobs and have been for 17 years that do not feel that this economy is going strong.
Well, that was Lyndall Harris here. Thank you very much for joining
us. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No worries. You're listening to the Election Selection here on Pulse 94.1.